Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sad it's over. I really am. It's been a five weeks of fun, man, and I think we did it better than anybody. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Being in the midst of things downtown, Mike, for the couple of remotes that we did down there, the match earlier in the World Cup with England, yesterday was amazing. And of course, you know, Sunday it's done. But I'll be honest, man, this has been a fun 5 weeks.
Yeah, man. Didn't know what it was going to be. We said today on our podcast, it goes behind the curtain about 11 o'clock on Twitch and YouTube, you know, there were stories about unsold hotel rooms. Okay, all right, well, okay, they said the hotel rooms are unsold. I guess they're unsold. And it sounded like, uh-oh, is this going to be a great big nothing burger? And then you find out that, you know, over 500,000 people came through Atlanta. And we saw, like, you know, people always talk about how, you know, people will sort of fudge the numbers on the economic impact of big events and why the cities and states, you know, do these. This economic impact was real. I mean, and we saw it. We were down at a bar that we didn't even know existed, right? That was packed. And now you saw, now the key will be sustaining that downtown. And we all knew that was going to be cool right across the street and what the Gulch became, you know, with Centennial Yards. But yeah, I'm with you, bro. It was just so cool to see people happy. English fans, not so much. But the unbridled joy of Argentinians. By the way, is it Argentines or Argentinians? I give up. Anyway, yeah. Those guys were having a freaking blast. And I saw it all the way down Auburn Avenue to get on the highway last night.
I know, man. And here's the crazy thing. I think there are a lot of folks who came to our country and left pleasantly surprised, right? Like, man, that wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And this is the whole thing. Like, sometimes you just can't watch the news, right? You can't watch or read everything you believe. The internet is full of crap, okay? Right. I know everybody uses it, but it's half of it is crap. I'm just telling you. And sometimes you get caught up in that. And when you actually go places, and Mike and I have talked about this, when you travel abroad, it is different. And you go, oh, okay, well, that's not what I thought it would be. Right. These are estimates. I'm sure we'll get the official numbers, but estimates, over 500,000 people have traveled through Atlanta through this tournament. Over 275,000 people visited the Fan Festival downtown in Centennial Olympic Park. So, you know, you talk about the impact and people coming through, man, it speaks for itself. Now, I'm being biased when I say I thought we did it the best, but if you just see those photos and those videos from yesterday, Mike, it's like we flexed. You know, everybody's talking about, man, what a great scene that was leading up to the match and then even after the match. And so, yeah, I'm going to tell you that we probably put on the best show. And if you've never been to L.A., by the way, Downtown's not like that, okay? It's right. not where SoFi is. It's just a different
you're
feel.
You're in Inglewood.
Correct.
I mean, it's the Forum is not downtown L.A. It's not even, you know, you're closer, no disrespect to Watts and South Central than you are to downtown Los Angeles. But, yeah, where we are, and, like, same thing goes for, like, MetLife. MetLife is in a swamp, right? There's a racetrack. Mm-hmm. There's an old arena. There's just nothing out there, okay? I mean, it is what it is. We have obviously had a vibrant downtown scene that was a blast. I think Dallas did it right. I think you saw the things around the Metroplex of both Dallas and Fort Worth that everybody was taking in. And as you said, I mean, people just loved it, finding out for themselves what America's all about. Don't listen to the politicians. Don't listen to the media. And they loved us. And now there's talk about, well, hell, America can do these things. We have all the infrastructure. Put this in the rotation a little bit ahead of schedule in maybe three more World Cups. So I guess 12 years, right? Let's get it back, perhaps.
The other thing about this now is what happened, right? Everybody wants to say what happened to England. And plain and simple, look, in layman's terms, you don't have to be a hardcore soccer fan. They stopped attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they have two of the best strikers in the sport, in the world. And they literally said to those guys, Harry Kane, just play defense. We don't want you to attack. That's really what happened yesterday. They got that 1-0 lead, Mike, and it was like, okay, this should be enough. And it's never enough. You have to continue to play. And so Harry Kane was asked about what went down and why he thought they lost this match yesterday.
I feel like we struggled to keep the momentum of the game. We've done so well for that kind of 60 minutes. We scored, we deserved to be ahead. And then for one reason or another, we struggled to keep the ball, we struggled to put pressure on the ball, and it just allowed them to create more momentum. It created more attacks for them in our final third. And then, yeah, it's a normal mindset to try and hang on and try and hang on to the one goal lead. But, you know, we're still 20 minutes plus stoppage time to go. It was always going to be a long time. So, yeah, we're going to have to watch the game back and find out exactly how we can improve in those situations.
Yeah, if you watched yesterday, the momentum thing is real, right? We see it on Sundays every week. We see it on Saturdays with college football. The momentum thing, it takes a play or a moment, and all of a sudden you just feel like, oh, man, this thing is turning. And Mike and I were down at Skoll Brewing, and yesterday, great, great crowd. Thanks to all the folks who came out. But that was the thing we kept saying, man, Argentina is like attacking like hell. And England was on their heels. And you felt that momentum.
Right. And the thing was, and Jason Longshore did a great job. I listened to Jason all the way home doing his Soccer Tonight live from Skoll. Is they had a moment to keep the pressure on Argentina. And it was almost like you thought one goal was going to beat Lionel Messi and all the magic that they've been pulling out of their tuchuses all tournament long with Argentina, all the great comebacks going back to Egypt and everything else. So it's almost like the English felt, and you saw it, they all started pushing back. And so Thomas Tuchel, the coach, instead of saying, again, guys, this is what all the experts are saying, and we could perceive it from watching it, instead of just saying, no, guys, and we have a hydration break. Hey, guys, hey, whoa. We got to be on the attack, okay? We still got to look for a counter. You know, we're going to use their aggression against them. But to put everybody behind the ball, it is the prevent defense, Carl, that you see. You really can't compare it to the NBA because the Spurs lost this finals by doing stupid stuff like chucking threes and not eating 24-second clock. You know, the Falcons, you know, we all know that, you know, we all know what we should have done, but we were being aggressive. We wanted to throw the football late when running it was the play. But this was the classic prevent defense or the, you know, call what you want, Carl. Cover three where you're letting everything happen down the field right all the way down. It's happened a million times, and the English just literally went into a shell, and they paid the price.
So here's what's crazy, though, Mike. Isn't Thomas Tuchel one of the best managers in the world?
Well, he was England's hero up until about, 85 minutes into the game.
Because that's the other part of this. It's not as if they had a first-timer. This isn't a guy who didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
And I want you to hear what he said. This is Thomas Tuchel, the manager of England. And he, you know, he was talking about the things that he didn't do. And he's taking full responsibility, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes coaches blow it. Sometimes managers blow it. And if you're going to ask me, that's really what happened yesterday in this whole situation. Here's Tuchel.
We were disappointed. We were so close, but we got too passive after we scored and conceded a lot of chances and could not turn the ball possession around. And just conceded so many crosses and chances and shots. So yeah, we were close, but couldn't keep the level up after we scored.
This guy has won titles in all the major leagues in Europe. He's coached all the major teams in Europe. But it's just, that's it. It's you guys, we've seen it. It drives fans crazy, no matter if it's college or pro. And he just he let the momentum of the game take it over to where he lost control of the game himself. And his players, Jason talked about it last night, they started drifting back and, no, go that way. And it just, it was like, guys, you're letting this thing slip. And all the English media saying the same thing. One guy said he just shrank from the moment. You know, and this is something where when the fans can see it on television, but the coach can't see it on the sideline, that's strange.
So here's the other part about this. We've talked about this with Dan Quinn and during our Super Bowl.
Right.
Nobody's in your ear?
Right. Where's the situational awareness?
No other coach is sitting over. I saw a bunch of guys sitting over there in those big comfy chairs. Nobody else goes, Thomas, that doesn't happen? See, that always amazes me. What the hell are all of you guys getting paid for? Like, I know I hired all you guys to be on the staff, and yes, it's my call, but I'm paying you to advise me. It's amazing, Mike, that these things play out the way they do. Or is this just ego, and you go, sit down, I got this, and to your point, he gets lost up in the moment. But, like, that's where I think guys make the mistake. Yes, you got a lot going on, you're seeing this game play out in your head, and then all of a sudden, Thomas, somebody's got to say that to him. Hey, coach, listen, manager, stop for a second. Look at what's going on and make the adjustment. Now, I don't know if England wins because I got to tell you something. Mike, you mentioned about that meme that's now worldwide. Messi was possessed. He didn't score, but dude, he assisted on both of those goals. He is just magical.
Well, it was interesting by now. You've seen it where Jude Bellingham is talking some smack to him. And again, he's the English player, plays for Real Madrid. And he's talking, and you see Messi go, I'm on YouTube, so I'll do the face. Okay. He nods twice, and you can see it. It's an international language of, okay, tough guy. It's as my father used to say when we played hockey, he was our coach, like, don't poke the bear. And he would always say, you know, hey, Scarecrow, you want to play with fire? You don't want that smoke. And that's exactly what happened. And the fact that, you know, and nothing I can add to it hasn't already been said about Messi's greatness, but it just adds to the legend, adds to the mystique. I saw Pele when I was 9. I didn't even know what soccer was when he was at the end of his career with the Cosmos. But this is something, if you were lucky enough to be there at Mercedes-Benz, and I mean, just the moment, Carl, his dominant foot is left. It's the right foot that he makes the pass for the header. And he's, with precision.
He's absolutely incredible. Here's what I'm curious about. Did you have fun? Because that's the part where I think if you went to one of these matches and you were like amazed at the skill level and the speed and all those things, or you just participated, Mike, in some of the activities around town, you had fun. And that's what this was all about. 404-726-0929. By the way, this World Cup between Argentina and Spain is the most expensive U.S. sporting event ever. They're talking about $11,000, Mike, a ticket potentially for the upper deck, right? And we're talking, how many does MetLife hold? Does it hold 65, 70,000?
I want to say it's over 70,000. I'll look that up.
But
it's the most uncompelling stadium of all the stadiums. I mean, Arrowhead is old, but I mean, it's still got character. MetLife, we talked about it. It's nothing special. I mean, it's almost felt like it was outdated after it was built, to be honest. I'm looking right now. Hold on. I'm searching. But yeah, it's going to be at MetLife, which, and at the outside of MetLife Stadium, it just, you know, it looks like a giant, I don't know, like a toaster oven. How do you describe it?
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, there is nothing special about it. But, you know, the fact that both teams, the Jets, the Giants, they share that stadium, and obviously they get big events like we do with Mercedes-Benz. But I just saw that from Forbes talking about the ticket prices. And it doesn't surprise me. I mean, like the excitement continues to build, and it will sell out.
82,500.
Okay, so they're about to make a killing.
82,500.
They're about to make a killing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this has been great, and it's funny because I had some guys. You know, there's always the sourpusses. I saw Steak interacting with some on social media. Look, yeah, we're all Braves fans. We're all Falcon fans. Falcons don't start practice for 2 more weeks, guys. And we're going to continue to talk Falcons, and we're going to talk about what the Braves are going to make. But this was an event where, I mean, half a billion people were watching Atlanta yesterday, you know?
Yep.
I mean, we can talk about the Savannah Bananas opening up the ESPYs or not. You know, it's right here, and we're proud of Atlanta. I thought Atlanta did a hell of a job, to your point.
Atlanta's radio home of comprehensive World Cup coverage is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And every night, now through the end of the tournament, Jason Longshore has a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason's going to be covering all the major sports storylines with previews, analysis of every match all the way through the final, which is July 19th. Guys, that's this weekend. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer, and by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're coming back. We do have more to get to, including his rehab assignment continues. It's Dukes and Bell.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Dukes and Bell, happy Thursday. The Open Championship is underway. We'll get you caught up on a leaderboard coming up. Appreciate all the texts and comments on social media in regards to the World Cup. It's interesting because, you know, some people like, I ain't going to do that. I'm not watching that. And then you right. find yourself watching it, and all of a sudden you find yourself liking it and being involved. And then all of a sudden, guess what? It gives you something else that you can say, all right, if that's on, maybe I'll check it out. I said to Mike, I don't know. We talked about this, guys. For example, Atlanta United's in action tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm. They got a matchup in Nashville. I don't know if more people, because of the World Cup, are going to pay attention to MLS.
Right.
It's such a unique event, Mike. And the fact that your country, that's the other part. So people are paying attention because, again, that pride that goes into it. But maybe it helps grow soccer a little bit more in our country. I don't know.
Right. You and I, we've talked about it, the casual. Now, it's the definition. Some of the things guys always ask, what do you guys talk about the casual fan? You are the casual fan. If you're not a soccer fan, to Carl's point, and you were watching the World Cup, like me, you know, you've been followed. Maybe you followed United. You had season tickets. You're not as intimately familiar with it because maybe you didn't play the sport as a kid growing up. Like, folks always feel qualified to speak on baseball or football or basketball. But it's something that, you know, there's a ceiling for it in America. And I think, you know, when they go toe-to-toe with the NFL and college football, they'll get lost. They'll get lost. From Sports Center, whoever you get your sports information nowadays, there's too many things going on in the fall in America for that. I think it's a tactical mistake by them. But we'll see if the sport does, to your point, grow and get some more eyeballs on it because of what we saw.
Yeah, it's gonna. We'll see. I mean, guys have been asking me that. You know, what's this gonna do for some? It's hard to say.
Right.
Every time a World Cup has happened and we've done fairly well, and again, the U.S. men's team did okay. The way we lost was disappointing, but the event itself was a hit. It has been a hit, and that's the thing. And so I can't tell you that it is, Mike, because, you know, again, I go back 20 years ago, well, it's going to grow soccer. Really didn't.
And there's things, and I get it. I see it all the time, and we hear it from the guys, and we hear it on social media. The aesthetics, you know, and for those who didn't go to college, aesthetics, basically, you know, the overall way it's presented and the vibe and everything. It's, and I'm being a wise ass, but I used to say people from Ball Ground, Georgia, Carl, but that seems even more, you know, of a put down. Mm-hmm. So let's take that out because we actually have three listeners in Ball Ground. We found that out when we were up there in Chattanooga that day. But anyway, guys, I digress. Point I'm getting to is the flopping. The flopping and the writhing, there's the casual fan just cannot get his head around that. The guy who watches football or baseball just can't vibe it. That's why the NBA struggles with it.
It's yeah, the flopping can be hard to watch, but a lot of that is gamesmanship. Right. We saw it. You saw it
and yesterday. And there wasn't all that much of it, as much of it yesterday as you might have expected,
no,
was there?
No, but you'll see it throughout the course of matches. Hey, man, as we've been talking about the Braves, getting back to it, Ronald Acuna and Ha-Seong Kim are playing today. Both of are in rehab assignments, and you know they're working their way back to the big league team. And this means getting your at-bats, guys, getting your play in the field, and working your way back into a rhythm. And Mike just said to me, according to our buddy Grant McCauley, that Acuna went deep today.
Yeah, grand slam, apparently down there in down in Northport, or wherever they were playing.
So, look, please hurry home, okay?
Yeah.
He's ready back.
Well, now, here's the thing, though. Drake, and we talked about this, something we brought up with Grant last week. Grant's off this week for us, but did we rush Drake Baldwin back? Because as a fan, you're going, come on already. But then you know, with the oblique strain, all you're going to do is make it worse. All the thing that you got to rest it. It's like a hamstring in its own way. The soft tissue type stuff. So it just stinks that you know Drake hopefully can get things cooking. But I don't want to have a false start with Ronald. I want Ronald to be 100% ready to go. But we need him to hit the ground running.
Yes, we do. More on the Braves coming up, guys. Last night was the ESPYs. Did you watch? Okay. So you can go see who won the awards. Look, the Knicks, big winners, obviously, and rightfully so. But I do want you to a couple of things because it's still undecided as to what LeBron is going to do. So, ironically, Steve Kerr was in his truck, in his car,
right,
and TMZ caught him, and they were asking him about LeBron. And I want you to hear what Steve Kerr said because last night Steph Curry was talking about his pitch to LeBron. Here is Kerr.
What's up, Kerr?
Good.
Hey, we need to get LeBron, man.
But we need LeBron.
LeBron.
Oh, we got him.
Okay, that's good. And
put that on Twitter. Oh, we got him.
Okay, I got you.
Well, too late. We got him with Steve Kerr's comments to those fans. And look, if that's the case, then, you know, all this is like a magic trick, Mike. I mean, all this hoopla surrounding where LeBron's going to land, maybe this has been the plan all along, if that is correct.
Are you buying it? You're buying it or is he just pulling your chain?
I don't know. I mean, Steve Kerr, man, does he say these kind of things? I don't know. I think he's a pretty honest guy. It's gotten him in trouble before where he said things about guys or players. But I don't know. Let me hear Steph Curry. What's Steph Curry's pitch to LeBron? What is he telling him?
The Bay, we know how to win. It's beautiful weather, great golf. I know he's into that. But like you said, the USA experience that we had, the battles that we had over the years, we just know how to play basketball, and I think that he would enjoy, you know, just the idea of what it means to finish your career the right way.
Okay.
All right. I mean, you know, we've heard from Sham Sharania that it's Cleveland, Miami, and Philadelphia. And Golden State was initially the story because it was supposed to be Anthony Davis roped into that when they were going to create this cap space. And the Wizards said, nah. He's not leaving. And then Draymond apparently moved his money or did some things which maybe creates more cap space. So, I mean, look, it's fun. And everyone knows all these guys have egos. LeBron's got a big one. He's earned it, but he's going to milk this and have fun with it.
Yeah.
And have people. He loves this stuff.
Do you think Minnesota has a shot? No?
Well,
Ant-Man and LaMelo, no?
I mean, is that attractive to you, Minnesota? I mean,
dark horse.
Yeah, I mean, don't rule it out. I mean, who would ever have had Reggie White going to the Green Bay Packers right back in the early 90s, if you remember that?
That's true. Old just said no golf. that's true, especially during the winter time.
Yeah, that's some real winters. And soon enough, and again, it'll be apparently 9:30 when the sun comes up there. But that's a them problem.
All right, man. Other things that are going on. Adam Silver talking about the investigation into Kawhi Leonard, Mike. He says this investigation needs to be wrapped up before beginning of next season.
So wrap it up. Let's go while we're young.
He says it's going on longer than I would have hoped. Why is the question?
Well, I guess you got to use some forensic accounting, right? You got to get some folks in there to figure out out. So the story was that he's invested in some dummy corporation that they basically set up, and the whole thing was a fugazi or a fake out. So if it sounds to me like that's something the Attorney General of California might be wanting to look into, not just the NBA, but it was basically the same thing that got the 49ers in trouble way back when DeBartolo would put guys into real estate. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that would sort of, you're basically doing an end around the salary cap.
He also said that the Raptors and Clippers made a decision to pause the trade of Leonard to the Raptors. So that's new news. Mm-hmm. Like we just thought, okay, they'll wait to the, now there's a pause on this trade. I mean, for me, does that mean this might not go through? I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. And if you've not heard from the Hawks standpoint, Mo Gay guy suffered a fractured left foot during a workout. And he's going to have surgery. Actually, he did today, Mike. He's going to be evaluated in 3 to 4 months. It doesn't sound like he'll be ready for the start of the season.
Now, we did add a lot of size, but it's all young, untested rookies. Jock Landale, he got a real big bump. He made more money, I think, than even his agent was expecting. But Jock will be there, and then we'll have all the other new pieces in there. I mean, you've got guys that can play the center position, but they're young. Right. I mean, look, I'm all for getting these guys the minutes. And I like Mo. And you said it. Mo does have an intensity and a toughness. You just need about 40 more pounds of lead in the dumper.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully he gets back. But yeah, 3 to 4 months. And that doesn't sound like he'll be ready.
Well, do you think we're going to see some of these? I mean, how many minutes are we going to see for some of these dudes, you know, that we've talked about? I mean, I love to see Okafor get out there. Vasir, remember that he wasn't going to sign the two-way contract. You talked about it, yep. So he's going to be on the bench, right?
He is. No, he's going to be on the big squad. And I think they plan on trying to use him, man. He's looked good in summer league. Again,
summer league.
But I do think, Mike, you got first-round talent in him. So I think you got to try to play him a little bit, you know. And how much time are we talking about? Well, it depends on what your plan is for Jock. Right? And what's your rotation going to look like? Like, well, what are we talking about? Because during the season, guys, you guys know this, it gets tighter certainly in the playoffs, and you guys saw that when Richarlison couldn't even get any run. But you're playing 10, 11 guys during the regular season, right? I mean, it's not uncommon, but I just don't know what that rotation is going to look like. But, yeah, I think he's going to get some playing time. Meanwhile –
and Vasir, by the way, for what it's worth, Ejiofor is 22, Vasir is 22.
Oh, yeah, they're young.
So, I mean, but they're not 19. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of experience in the college game. I know there's no substitute for the NBA, but they're not exactly like 18, 19-year-old kids either.
I agree. And also, I think, you know, again – for us to be really successful, these guys have to contribute. You can't have Kingston just be an average guy and, you know, Mike Zuby come in and have, you know, 7 minutes a game. These guys have to be impactful.
And we played that audio and we talked about, I mean, leadership. It's, you know, guys all say they want it. We went and got it, you know, and we talked about it with Ansi Salé. If you saw the video, we played some of the audio earlier in the week where Fleming's basically, he sounds like a grown-up.
He does.
Like a leader.
Do you think Jason Tatum had anything to do with the whole Jaylen Brown thing? Do you?
I don't know, man. You know how passive aggressive these guys are, and everybody says one thing and does another, and now he's saying like, man, I don't know what happened with Jaylen. It's kind of weird not having him around. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that dynamic. It's funny how that never came out in Boston though. When they get under the fingernails, right, of the stars, and that maybe that was a dynamic. We'll find out. But it didn't. It wasn't ever a real talking point until Jaylen said what he said when the season ended.
Now, to Boston's credit, and look, this is a cautionary tale for the Hawks. You cannot have 70% of your cap tied up in two guys. It's not going to work. And that's part of the problem. They gave both of those guys Supermax, Mike, and you got to figure out a way to get better players around a guy you want to build around, and that guy happened to be Tatum. But here's what he said last night. By the way, ESPYs, we were talking about it, asked about Jaylen Brown not being with the Celtics.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Right? I've been on the Celtics for 9 years, and he was my teammate every single one of those. You understand throughout the course of a career that the NBA is a business and people change teams and change coaches and front office, but it doesn't make it any easier. There's still a human element of it that you feel those emotions, the city feels those emotions, but there's also a side of like we have to welcome our new teammates.
Okay. All right. I don't know, man. Look, that's a hard question. Sometimes I just feel like I want to hear guys, you've been my teammate for 9 years. We've been together a decade. And that happens. The real emotion is, man, I'm not happy about it, right? But he didn't. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a business, and okay, so we got to welcome. I hear you. You've got time to welcome your teammates, but I don't know, Mike. I don't know if there was a riff, and I don't want to, you know, be presumptuous about that, but I just feel like that is interesting to me.
I just searched it, and there was an article in the Boston Globe, this is after the trade went down, that said They were buddies, love and respect on the court, but non-existent.
Off.
Non-existent friendship off the court. And Chom Sharania apparently retweeted that.
Yeah. That's why I asked about, okay. Did he have there something to do with it? Hey, man, we got a lot more to dive into. We're going to talk more about the Braves coming up. Also, we'll get to some NFL conversations, guys, as we continue to count down to the start of training camp. We will be there every single day, bringing you the latest on the Falcons and the progressions of our quarterbacks and what's going on. And also, Mike, Malachi Hosley is going to join us, Georgia Tech running back, as they are at ACC Media Days. He's going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Coming up, we'll get to a leaderboard at the Open Championship.
Yes.
And one Saint restructures to stay with the team. We'll tell you about that coming up in 4th and 1. Hey, I want to take you guys back real quick as we get ready for the Braves to start back up tomorrow. At the start of this season, this was the rotation. Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, Jose Suarez. Coming in, Suarez had one start in 25, okay? So we were all like, eh. The guys that were on the IL to start the season were Schrellenbach, Waldrip, Joey Wentz, A.J. Smith-Shawver.
Right.
Now you can add Strider to that, right?
Yep.
And Martin Perez. Obviously, we think Perez will be back and Strider probably not. But, Mike, I only say that to say, like, okay, that was the rotation going into the start of the season. And let me blow your mind. That rotation was pretty damn good. We had guys like Elder who had under a 2 ERA. Then he imploded.
Yeah, then all of a sudden people figured him out again. All of a sudden it was batting practice with Elder. After, as you said, it looked like the Greg Maddux effect, right? The sinker yes. and everything else. Hey, Elder's reinvented himself.
So I say that to say, this is the thing that I've been pondering. Do they think that rotation can get back to what it was to start the season, Mike?
That's a pipe dream. That's a pipe dream.
And say, we've got Schwellenbach on the way, we got Smith Shaw on the way, we got Martin Perez on the way. Like, I know this may not be what you want to hear, but they got reinforcements in the building. And, oh, by the way, we got, you know, J.R. Richie, who we haven't mentioned.
But you can't really trust him just yet.
He's pitching.
I know, but he's been the yo-yo back and forth because of roster moves.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you can. I'm just saying you've got bodies and arms that you go, look, this is where we were, and we had one of the best starting staffs in the league, and we got off to a great start, and now we've been decimated with injuries. We all felt like the bullpen would be pretty good. I'm not telling you they're not going to make a move, but the thing I've been thinking about is, what if they're thinking about this way and going, okay, you know what? What we really need is our bats to get hot and get our guys back in this lineup, and we might be able to withstand and get through and be where we want to be with all these arms that are coming back.
I just don't think, because, you're going to play, 17 games before the trade deadline.
17 days.
So there's your sample size. I don't know if that's enough to know that Smith Shaver is back.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else you talked about. I mean, to me, you got to find two disposable, expendable players with contracts that are wrapping up, like a Kevin Gausman, things like that. You need to find the typical Alex Diamond, not so much diamond in the rough, but guys that can eat some innings. And then you have an insurance policy for all the guys you talked about. That's what you have to do. And I think you got to be proactive, because right now, realistically, there's 9 or 10 teams that can say they got a legit shot. Then everybody else is, you get the teams that are under 500. I think the Red Sox consider themselves in the mix of the wild card, teams like that. Blue Jays might be sellers, but right now they're going to take these next, Carl, 16, 17 games to figure out what they are.
They are. Lopez had a 2.18 ERA. Holmes is 3.4.
And Holmes is solid, but you know what the ceiling is with Holmes? Every fifth day, whenever you roll him out, he's going to get you maybe into the fifth inning.
Yeah, yeah. Elder was a 0.77 ERA at one point this season, which we were all like, wow. And even Martin Perez, 2.2 ERA. Guys, that's all. Everybody was under 3 except Holmes, and he was, was giving you decent starts. I'm just saying, Braves fans, as much as we want, and I'm with Mike on this, look, I think if anything, you add another arm, and even if you're praying for the bats to come back to life, great. You got to still go add another arm. But they may be thinking about this in this way and going, it's not as bad as it thinks, as you may think it is. It's not as bad as it seems. It's been bad because we couldn't score runs in June. By the way, in July, Mike, I think we're averaging 6 runs a game. Like, okay. The number has gone up. Right. In July. We've had a really good start to July, obviously, with the All-Star break. This week we didn't play. But that's the other part. How does these last 2 weeks play out with the offense? If we're scoring runs, then I don't know if it changes Alex's approach or not. I really don't.
Right. As you said, Strider, that's, again, speaking of pipe dreams, don't know what that's going to be.
I don't think we see
it. You know, when you talk about late August into September, then how's that going to play? You got one guy you can trust. That's Chris Sale. That's it. The one guy you trust. And then you just laid out all the others. Everyone else has sort of a mental asterisk if you're a Braves fan about how you're going to do it. So 17-week audition for the guys when they finally can get out there. Meanwhile, Ronald Acuna, according to Mark Bowman, is going to be slow roll. They're DHing him in these rehab starts.
Okay.
And he did hit a grand slam with 2 walks today down in FCL action. So, but they're going to be there'll be an abundance of caution. So it's not like Ronald's a guarantee we're going to see him here like by Monday of next week.
Hurry home.
I know.
Okay.
And then, and we try to go a full radio show day without talking about Austin Riley. I think most Braves fans at this point, you just throw your hands up and go, whatever it will be, will be. But can Austin Riley find some semblance of production, consistent production for this team?
Here's what's funny about all this, and you guys can chime in. I mean, you may say that's the craziest thing, Dukes. I'm just telling you, there's 2 ways to look at this. One is, yes, we will go spend X amount of money and go all in. But I've told you, we're already over the tax threshold, for those who don't know this.
Right.
Okay, we already are over it.
And this company does not play that game.
But the crazy thing is, going into the season, we all knew Chris Sale was going to be the guy. And outside of that, there were a lot of questions. And that was no secret. Health is luck. Okay? So you go pitching, Sale, health. Question mark, because you don't know how it shakes out. And you've seen it now with the Braves. You get guys up and down. It just happens to every team. Offense on paper to start the season looked really good. We thought it was going to be really good. It's been eh. It's been good at times, but it's been eh. And then you go, well, what about the bullpen, Mike? Well, the bullpen was supposed to be really good because that's where they spent the money to upgrade.
The Robert Suarez thing, I didn't like him being used all around. Then it turns out using him all over the place worked out great, and then you really miss him. His absence has really hurt.
I agree. And then the last thing for me was Walt Weiss. You didn't know, even though he had managerial experience, would it be that much different? How would he go about his business? I think Walt Weiss has done a hell of a job this first half.
I agree.
He's done a really good job.
Isn't it the same kind of stuff that Snicker had to do all these years? Balancing injuries and not enough pitching.
Yeah.
Because of injuries.
Mike, the thing is, you know, look, as a manager, you can only throw out the guys that you have.
Right.
It's not like Walt Weiss can make a phone call and go get a guy that he wants. He's looking at his bench, he's looking at his roster, and he's going, all right, I'm going to make the best of this. So with that said, to keep us in first place with the things that he's done and being, you know, willing to adjust the lineup, I think he's done a really good job. But I'm just throwing all this out there to say, like, the pitching, you knew there was a question mark. The health, that's luck. That's every team. The bullpen was supposed to be better, and the hitting was supposed to be what we thought was going to carry us.
Well, I mean, how did you do so well? I mean, we hit, again, all those home runs. Think about it, guys. You hit all those home runs in the month of what, April or May, and then basically you didn't do anything in June and this part of July. It's just been brutal. The worker bees, I say worker bees because not the highest paid guys, but like, you know, the Dominic Smiths and the Dubons and the Yastrzemski is what he is. You know, he can't hit left-handed pitching, but you've got, we always knew that. And we thought that we'd have a dividend because of Profar and spend that $18 million. And then you waste $20 million on Ha-Seong Kim and you haven't been able to play him because he's terrible. And that's another guy. I don't want to just pile on Riley. If Ha-Seong Kim can use the minor league demotion to turn it into something, because look, if he ever wants to make another dollar in this league, he needs to get it together. Regardless of he has no future with the Braves, but he has a future somewhere else in MLB.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You guys can let us know what you think. 404-726-0929 as we take a look at getting ready for the start of the second half of the season tomorrow. And I just think internally, they're going, it's about getting these guys back in the lineup that can hit. And if we're hitting, it's going to help our pitching. You're not going to go get three pitchers that can shut down teams every night and keep you in games. And that's why I brought up Maddux, Smoltz, and Glavine yesterday. It's unfair because, again, they're Hall of Famers, but you're not going to go do that at the trade deadline. If you get a Ronald Acuna back healthy, Mike, and you get Riley going, and you just brought up Kim, and all of a sudden you insert those guys in the lineup, and you're able to produce over the second half of the season another 150, 200 RBI, you know, whatever it's going to be. I mean, each guy, it'd be uncommon for them to have 100 RBI in a half a season, but they're 100 RBI guys in their careers. And so half of that, right? If you were able to do that, how many more runs is this team scoring and how much pressure does that take off the pitching staff?
I'm looking back to the year we won the World Series and innings pitched. Your four big dogs.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton, Max Fried.
Forgot about Morton.
Ian Anderson. Drew Smiley, and then you get into Huskar Hinoa, and then it was, you know, and then all the other guys who had an opportunity, like Tuki Toussaint, everybody else, it kind of didn't pan out. But you leaned so heavily into that bullpen.
Yes.
But I mean, but that was it. You had, but Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Smiley, 14 wins, 9 wins, 11 wins, and a lot of innings pitched. We don't have anything remotely close to that this season.
But
you're going to have to go get it in these next 2 weeks.
Well, you got Sale. If you could go get...
Sale is the gold standard, and Sale beats anything you had in 21.
Yes.
But you had... I'd take any of those guys right now along with Sale, and you could go win and do some damage in the playoffs.
But what you're telling me is we had two guys at the top of that rotation, really, and a bunch of guys that did their part and played their role, but they weren't dominant.
Right.
They weren't
dominant.
That's
it. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, you look at some of the other dudes... Who, Sean Newcomb. Remember, I mean, we used to joke around, spin the wheel of brave pitchers who may flake out, you know? And that's why when you look at it, if you want to go talk to the Diamondbacks about Soroka, he's got a glute issue right now. He's doing rehab starts. We talked about other pitchers around baseball. I mean, the Brewers just traded for a guy who can't even pitch right now from Houston, you know? But they're trying to stock it up. I'd love to see Alex be proactive. And again, this is one of these great debates. What are we trying to do here? Or do you feel as a Braves fan, and I don't totally disagree, Carl, that folks say even though we are in first place at the All-Star break, this team is fundamentally flawed because of Austin Riley, Ronald not being healthy, Kim not contributing, and then all those pitching woes. That's something you'd have to do 2021 thing, plus get a couple of starting pitchers in too.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. And as you said, oh, and by the way, don't get into one of these luxury tax thresholds.
Yeah, that's the other part about it. And I mean, look, I don't care. You don't care. I'm just telling you what the situation is. And knowing that, that's going to limit what they're willing to go out and do. Some people have been like, man, let's just go get this guy and that guy. And I'm like, okay, that's another $150 million on the payroll. You're not doing that. But we'll see.
By the way, 21, it's kind of funny. You're back down memory lane. Aside from those big four that I mentioned, Morton, Fried, Anderson, Smiley, Oscar Hinoa started a bunch of games. Toussaint started 10. Kyle Muller started. Jacob Webb started 15.
That's baseball, man. That's what I'm saying with
looking at
all these arms. That's what I'm laying out to you. Like, the second half could look like that to the Braves, and we still could get there.
I'm sorry, wrong name. Bryce Wilson. Jesse Chavez had 30 appearances that year. Not to mention the rest of the night shift that was fantastic.
Jesse's like he's like Cookie. You know, we kept bringing Jesse back. He's like Cookie.
Will Smith, Luke Jackson, Matzik, Minter, Chris Martin. I mean, that was you want to talk about Snicker had to do some of its parts every year. It's the same thing Walt Weiss has to do this year to get him across the finish line.
Yeah. All right, we'll see what happens, man. Trade deadline approaching early August, August 2nd or whatever, and my hopes have been dwindling a little bit. I'm not going like crazy like I was maybe a few weeks ago thinking, all right, you got to fix this. He can only fix so much.
I mean, look, there is a way. Now, the easy answer to this is you got to go spend some money, but they're not prepared to get into that luxury. Remember, guys, the reason the Phillies have such a higher bankroll than us is it's dollar for dollar over $65 million they're paying on. Yes. You know, and that's an area we're not going to go down that road. So, if you don't give a crap about that and your shareholders, who tend to be all the big dogs at Liberty Media and everybody who runs this team, say, hey, let's go for the gusto and let's get some. They're never going to take on salary. They're just never going to take on salary.
I think, and this is where I might disagree, the easiest way out of this is your guys start hitting.
Well, that's the easiest way out of this. Right.
I mean,
the guys you're already paying big money.
Correct. Don't have to go add anything. The guys that you're already counting on to do their jobs and be great at what they do, if those things happen, this team looks completely different in the second half. I'm telling you. If Acuña gets hot, man, and Riley starts hitting, this thing is like, oh, man, where have these guys been? So we will see how it shakes out. But, yeah, the tax thing is real. I'll just say this. The Blue Jays are spending $54 million more than we are, okay, right now. And just to give you an idea, their tax bill is $26 million.
There you go.
Our tax bill right now is about $500,000, being over that first threshold.
Right.
Okay? So that's what we're telling you. Like,
we're never going to go down that road.
It's not happening. If you wanted to add $54 million worth of more salary right now with three big trades, let's just say, and now they're paying $25, $26, $28 million in taxes, that's not going to take place.
But, Carl, I bought the glove for my kid at the Mizuno store. I paid for the red lot parking.
I know.
I went to, you know, Ellett's for breakfast. I mean, I'm buying all the beers and hot dogs and hats in the state. Don't they reinvest that money? Like, you know, prime the pump and stuff?
Yeah, they're going to say they did already. That's what they're going
to
tell us.
Tell your kid, I'm sorry, Timmy. Mr. McGurk has got to pay down a debt on the battery. We can't get into this. Guys, we can't get into this luxury tax.
What more do you want from me?
Yeah, we just need. Look, I am under the impression, this is where I'm at right now, Mike, and if it doesn't work out, then maybe we need to really talk about retooling next season. And we've said this.
I know. That'd be 3 years. And again,
fire sale it.
Yes. Right now, do you think the Phillies are going to come up and take this division?
They have been the hottest team since Don Mattingly took over. They've been the hottest team in the majors. So I don't know, but I would tell you they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Look, I hate to back up management. I could see management saying, look, this team ain't that. This team ain't got it. You got 17 games to 17 games now to prove. But the thing is, you know, while you sit here waiting for the Braves to crank it up and look like they're legit, other teams are going to be making deals to improve their teams at the deadline.
And that's the problem. All right, man. Malachi Hosley's going to join us, running back for Georgia Tech, as ACC media days are going down. We'll talk to him about this team and Coach Key and all the things that everybody's wondering about, including, yes, the little Mendoza. He's going to be the guy. But when we come back, a Saint decides to restructure, to stay there. We'll tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare.
When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.